Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Thousands of civilians have been fleeing the Kurdish-majority city that is Hasaka since the Syrian airstrike started. Witnesses are saying dozens of people have been killed. One Kurdish man said people were fearful following the airstrikes and wanted to return to peace and security. Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says people on the ground were attributing the airstrikes and the heavy fighting to the recent understanding between Turkey, Iran, and Russia. Airstrikes marked the first time since the start of Syria's civil war in 2011 that Syrian government warplanes targeted a majority Kurdish enclave. In Afghanistan, Taliban militants launched a coordinated attack this week in a strategic northeastern Baghlan province, which links the country with its northern and northeastern provinces. Hundreds of families have been displaced by the attack. Taliban had closed the highway between Baghlan and neighboring Kunduz province. Kunduz, which briefly fell to the Taliban last year, also has been under Taliban attack for the past few weeks. Zambia's main opposition leader has filed a petition at the Constitutional Court challenging last week's re-election of President Edgar Lungu. Hakainde Hichilema of the United Party for National Development says the vote was rigged and says Lungu did not receive the 50% required to avoid a runoff. Zambia's Electoral Commission said Lungu won 50.35% of the vote against 47.63% for Hichilema. Political tension in Zambia is accompanied by a struggling economy. This is VOA News. The United